The video began, showing the two people spoken of in the description, and I hit pause. The young woman, Alice, faced the camera, standing in front of a naked young man who lay spread-eagle on a pink-sheeted bed, his wrists and ankles bound with rope, pulled out to each bedpost. He wore only a chastity device that was transparent plastic and a gag. He was staring up at the ceiling. My eyes explored the naked guy's body, the details of his form and face being committed to memory. He was erect in the chastity cage. I tapped the spacebar again. Welcome to this instructional video. We're going to cover penile hygiene and maintenance today. I hope you enjoy, Alice said in the prim and proper tone of a well-spoken young lady. She had wavy black hair, wore a white blouse that didn't reveal any of the cleavage it could have, and stood with her hands behind her back. They were the sort of things that only a female dom would notice, but her red-painted lips and the way she carried herself gave her away. Alice continued. My boy here has been getting erect in his cage a record number of times this week, and with very little visual stimulation on my end, he has reported more frequent and longer periods of being erect in his cage throughout the day in his diary, and random checks on him support that information. You may find these reports linked on my page. In his reports, he has included details regarding what aroused him, and sadly, it wasn't always thoughts of myself that had effect on him. Other than the last part, all had been said with a slight smile, with the occasional widening of her eyes and lilt in her voice that suggested she wanted to do more than smile. Alice reached beyond the camera and tilted it down, revealing a sensible black skirt and black hose. She stepped behind the bed that was now in the center of the shot. The bound and gagged young man struggled in his restraints. The extent of their relationship wasn't fully clear from the description, only that he was her boyfriend in some way, that he had once chosen this, and that he did in fact have a safe word and safe noise. From Alice's other, more safe-for-work posts on her profile, it was clear that she cared very much and very deeply about him, and perhaps loved him. You need cleaning, she said in a sharply more serious tone. It's already been over 24 hours, and I'm not going to let you go any longer without being cleaned. The combination of heavy-looking testicles, his erection in the cage, the excitement on his face, and how he occasionally shifted on the mattress and pulled on his restraints suggested that he'd been in chastity for a while. Alice sat down on the bed, her knees together. She placed a small white towel over his pelvis and held up a key, which immediately had his attention. He looked between the key, her face, and her generous chest. In this lighting, that chest was apparently being held by a red bra. Swiftly, she slid the key into the padlock that kept the chastity device sealed, twisted it until there was a pop, and removed it. As she touched the chastity device, he moaned, legs straining harder where they were held down and his hips trying to buck up. She was gentle in removing the cage, taking it slowly, with his penis trying very hard to get erect inside it. He moaned louder, his gaze wandering. As it came free, his moans became whimpers. His penis didn't waste any time now that it was free. It swelled very quickly, rose into the air, and came to stand over his pelvis, pre-cum glistening on the head. Did I give you permission for that? Alice said. He shook his head immediately. No, I didn't. That's why your next release is getting pushed back by another 2 hours, bringing it to 9 p.m. on the 27th. She took off the ring from around his parts. No cock control, so sad. Alice dismantled the device into pieces without looking at it, placed them aside, then retrieved a box of wet wipes to place beside her. She addressed the camera again. Some people like to do cleaning in the shower, hopefully with the slave restrained, but in our case, I prefer this and would recommend it. It guarantees a good boy, and when they're out of their cage, you don't want them free to do anything, not even speak. She touched the base of his penis and testicles and began wiping around them, all to which he gave his excited reaction. As she lifted his testicles to wipe under them, he was especially vocal. His hips didn't buck too much, but he looked like he wanted to move around. Alice paused, gave a smile, looked at him. She began wiping the shaft of his penis with more wet wipes, and suddenly he was squealing, loud and struggling. Through the gag, every sound was muffled. Her touch was gentle, but her hand enclosed his member as she wiped up and down. Though he was tightly gagged, words like please and more may have been audible. Alice was careful to wipe all the way around his shaft. With two fingers against the head, she pushed the solid sex organ to either side so she could clean every part of it. The blood-red lips smiled wider, eyes shining, and she wiped up and down further, past the point that his shaft was obviously clean. Always her touch was slow and soft. She took pauses. He yanked hard at his restraints, his backside squirming, back arcing as much as it could with how he was splayed out, and his hands grasped at nothing. He looked to her with eyes that matched his squeals and how desperate they were. There may have been sweat on his forehead, and he was certainly breathing deeply. "This is why you've got to tie them down," she said, her voice hard as she continued with her barely existing strokes. "They're a nightmare if they're allowed to do what they want, and it's easier to remove the temptation and punish the insolence if they struggle. They might learn eventually." A loud squeal interrupted her. During the pauses where she wasn't touching him, his member twitched in the air. It bobbed for more. His needy eyes were all over her face, hands, chest, and hosed thighs. "Really, you would want to clean your slave every day and not put it off. If you think they can go for a couple of days without cleaning, know that it's not recommended by healthcare workers or professional keyholders. The cock is what controls the boy, so taking good care of it as part of a regular schedule really helps to cement that it's yours and not theirs, something that this slave has yet to learn." He let out a whimper, threw his gag at that. Her eyes gleamed as she replaced the wet wipes on him. "It's also an excellent opportunity to edge them." He jerked his head up and sharply inhaled. The red lips were in a wide smile. "And I might." He gasped, and all four ropes were pulled taut. He shook his head, again tested the full limits of how much he could move, which was very little, and moaned what he had to be a no, begging. She made a clear effort to control the smile. "But for my boy here, that's not necessary at this point. He's so backed up with cum that his brain is rotting away already, and edging sessions I only use when I need the guarantee that he'll be on his best behavior." His head fell back onto the mattress. "Take especially good care of the head of the cock under the foreskin. It's the area for problems." Thumb and forefinger enclosing his shaft, she wiped the head of his penis, getting all around it, and his squeals, bucking, and protests against the restraints became a lot more serious. This time, she took longer pauses, giving him seconds at a time where neither she or the wipes touched him, leaving his throbbing member alone in the air for her to look down and smile at. He looked up at his bound wrists and pulled, twisting the ropes, all pointlessly. By the time Alice had finished, his squeals were dissolving into cries, and there were tears in his eyes. Finally, she moved on to wiping down the pieces of the chastity device. His head dropped back to the mattress and he relaxed some, his gaze skyward. "You poor boy," she said, giving his bare thigh a reassuring squeeze. His poor erection stood to attention over his pelvis, going untouched, begging for stimulation through its hard rigidity. It jerked hard, bobbing from a contraction in his pelvic muscles, and a drop of precum leaked out. He moaned loudly and twisted his body as it happened, and it dripped onto the towel. Alice finished cleaning the instrument of his anguish and walked off screen. His eyes went to, presumably, her pleasant backside she left, and he took deep breaths, which then suddenly turned into gasps. His eyes widened and fixating on something else. He shook his head, struggles renewed, the ropes pulled very tight. Alice reappeared with a bag of ice in hand. "Ice can be essential in getting a boy back into chastity. If you've had a boy who's been without orgasm for a long time, he may stay hard for a very long time when let out of his cage. Usually with my boy, without ice, around a half an hour wait does the trick, but for the purposes of this video, I'm going to use ice and give him 5 minutes with it. This can be another really important reason for the restraints. Now, when I like to use ice on my slaves, I like to use it on them twice. Once to make them flaccid, and then I let them warm up again, and then I edge them. I love that. Edging boys is the best. And when they don't know it's coming, it's better than ever. I have other tutorials on edging, but we'll be going over my favorite techniques again later in this video." He fought on the bed, barely able to move, the ropes going from tight to slack to tight again, penis bobbing as he did so, tears running down either side of his face. He might have thrashed if he could have. "Pet, are you going to be a good boy and accept this ice, or am I going to have to add time to your lockup?" That caused him to stall. He went from pulling seriously against the ropes to feebly tugging on them, panting and his backside moving on the mattress. He looked scared for the first time. She lay another towel over him, covering his penis, then placed the ice down. He squealed a very high sound through the muffling gag, and his body's protest matched the sound. There was a weeping in his pleas that wasn't there before. Seconds passed, and his cries devolved into plain, gentle sobs. Still, he tugged at the restraints, but with no strength in it. "And then you simply wait. Go get a drink, tend to another slave's cleaning if you have one. Take the time to instruct the slave on what he could be doing better." He took deep breaths as she spoke. "If you're not edging them like I do, you want to get them back into chastity as soon as possible. It's not recommended to leave them like this, as fun as it may be. There's a lot of fun you can have with them like this, but I won't be going over that in this video. I'll be doing other things." She stood up, his eyes staying on her. "I'll be back in 5, she said, and promptly walked off. He gave another loud and gagged squeal, struggling more against his bonds and crying louder once she was apparently gone. It clearly took a great mental force to resist moving the bag of ice and keep it where it was as it worked him. I tapped the space bar, pausing the video, which had a lot longer to go, sat back in my chair. "She's far too nice," I said. "I'd sooner turn her into a sub than let her dom anyone. The little darling doesn't even know what she's doing." And your squeals of disagreement were loud behind me. This is a Rue epilogue. Of course, a fantasy post written by for and about adults, posted by Vegetal Manager 45 to Gone Wild Audio. I'm looking out the window right now at my chickens. I think they heard me making this script because I don't think it shows up in the audio, but they were kind of clucking. When I get
loud enough. They can hear me from my office room. And so I'm like staring at them, and they don't know English, so they don't know what I was saying. I'm recording this today in an empty house. I kind of have Tuesdays free here in my home office. No children running around, no piano lessons, no bass guitar. I mean, really, it's really quite loud here. But I had Tuesdays kind of free, and so I thought, oh, I want to record something today. This is going to be like a fun change of pace. And I always struggle to figure out what to record, honestly. Like, I really never know. This was fun. There's something about, like, sterile, like, where it's like, descriptive of like, sexual acts and not me actually sitting here touching myself that I've been kind of into recently. I'm not really a dom. I have. And I'm effective. But I'm really, really much more submissive, really. It's very nice. But I get the mindset. I understand that. I kind of like channel my like day job where I'm in charge. And so that was kind of a fun little audio. I think the writing was cute. And it was like a fun little twist at the end. I've seen cages before, the chastity cages, and for anyone who's listening that wears one, which I kind of imagine, like, if you listen to that, and if you've gotten this far and listened to this, you probably have worn a chastity cage or have been somehow exposed to it in your life. Like, bravo, that's like some, that's some self-control right there. I do really like to edge, though. Well, myself too, but I like to edge others, even if it's not like completely dom. It's kind of a favorite. I think the longest I did was, I think I edged my husband like 20 times one night. He wasn't tied up or anything. I don't think he might have been tied up, but like 20 times, because I was counting it, and I think, because my thought was like, I'm either gonna go to 20 or until he like loses it and we switch, because we're switches. Until he loses it and, like, you know, pounds me or something. But I had gotten to 20, and he had done such a good job of withholding my advances. So I decided to, like, finish then. It was fun. It was fun, though. But, like, it is fun, right? Just to, like, tell yourself to, like, have that control or stop before it happens. And it enhances things. So, I mean, I like it. Edging is fun. I support edging. I guess I'm pro edging. All right. Thanks for listening, and have a great rest of your day. Talk to you later. Rue out.